This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour here, listening in to our conversations can prove to be very beneficial, I promise you that. The DJV Show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls. Find us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. There's two L's and two N's in that. The focus on what's going on, that's our strategy to suck you in. All right, Jennifer, what we have in trending stories will be the sucker inner.
Well, I'm going to give you two bad ones and then one really great one. How about that?
Good.
Okay, we've been following the story of that family. Remember the two, the lesbian couple who had the six kids?
Off the
and
cliff.
They plunged off the cliff. Well, now Washington sheriff's deputies have executed a search warrant at the home of the family who died after their car plunged over a California cliff. The search is to gain insight into the plunge, which they think is now deliberate, and to possibly find three of the eight family members who haven't been accounted for. Remember, there was a story right after they went in that they couldn't recover three of the children's bodies, and they anticipate, or I guess they assume, the assumption was that all of the family was in the car. Now police are saying, well, maybe those three kids were not in the car after all. Maybe they were somewhere else. And so it seems that this search has taken them not only back to the family house in Washington, but they're looking through Oregon and California as well to see if they can find these three kids that are missing. They're seeking travel itineraries, bank and cell phone records, perhaps even suicide notes amongst the personal belongings. And this document, the search warrant was asked for last Friday and has now been implemented to see if they can get any clues as to where Devontae, Hannah, and Sierra are, because they are still missing. Their presumption is that they're dead. They just don't know where.
What a weird story.
Yeah,
people and their weirdness. Yeah. All right. What else?
Okay. Also, the YouTube shooting, of course, was a huge story yesterday. The NBC Bay Area Investigative Unit confirmed the identity of the shooter first. They scooped everybody else based on social media profiles. Nassim Agdam is 39, or was 39. She lived in Southern California and had a very big presence on YouTube. When people are now looking for motives, law enforcement looking for motives, they figure it's because YouTube was censoring her. She posted a video in January of 2017, and she claimed that YouTube discriminated and filtered her content. In that video, she used her channel to get lots of views, and then she said once she was filtered by the company, she received far less attention. She would rant about this online. She complained that YouTube censored her content by imposing an age restriction on one of her workout videos because they were too racy. She also says the company failed to do the same thing for stars like Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj, who she said had inappropriate content for children. So now her online presence is being examined, and apparently her Facebook profile and others are just kind of riddled with these YouTube rants. Now, they are still saying that she knew one of these people that she shot at the YouTube on the YouTube campus, but again, those links are not necessarily being revealed in the mainstream. So,
All right,
you want the good news now?
Good stuff, yep, please.
You want some poop?
Other than the stuff that landed on Matt Damon's head in Australia, yeah.
That's Detroit Zoo is trying to lure visitors with the temptation of a free bucket of animal poop. That's right. On Saturday, April 14th, the zoo will host its sixth annual Green Fest, which is an event dedicated to celebrating Earth Day. It is supposed to engage the community. And so if you are one of the first lucky 1,000 people to visit the anaerobic digester educational display at the Detroit Zoo, you'll receive a token for a 5-gallon bucket to be filled with the Detroit Zoo poo. Now, I don't know if you get to pick from which animal it comes or if it's just a mixture, a blend of poo, if you will. But this is good if you want to grow a garden, I guess, right? This is all good for Earth Day, and they're trying to tell you how to make it work. The event starts at 10 if you're in the Detroit area, so make sure you're one of the first 1,000 in line.
A bucket of poop.
You should do that at your farm, Dougie.
I should. Yes,
bring people in for poop on Earth Day. Swag bags of poop.
Have yourself a big old bag of poopers. La, 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 la. The state of California, one of our favorite focuses, lawmakers this week proposing a bill to limit when police officers can use deadly force, the Police Accountability and Community Protection Act. Don't you love government talk? The Police Accountability and Community Protection Act indicates that officers can open fire only when it is necessary to prevent imminent and serious bodily injury or death. Well, isn't that the way it is now?
Why isn't it? This bothers me so much that this even needs to be a thing.
Yeah, what do you mean a law?
This doesn't need to be a thing. This is the rule already. It's just that Stephon Clark was killed in a really bad example of policing. And so they're trying to answer these protesters who are being very loud and demanding a response from the state, as they should. This was absolutely inappropriate. I don't think anybody's trying to justify the shooting of Stephon Clark. I just don't know if a law like this, which already exists, is going to do the trick.
Yeah. All right, let's go to... I'm just looking at a couple of other police blogs here to follow up what you just said. I just read, you know, sometimes I have things all over the place in front of me, and you just triggered me.
Sorry, Doug.
This is good, because the police blog from Utah today, the town is American Fork, Utah, where police yesterday arrested a man for getting into a situation most of us hope we never encounter. Police officer Darren Falsey says this 20-year-old person arrested in a store wearing nothing but his underwear. He later explained that he had taken an hallucinogenic drug, I guess they were hallucinogenic mushrooms, at a party on Monday night. And he had no idea how he got to American Fork. He was from Dallas.
Oh, my God.
He had no idea what happened to his clothes. Yeah, didn't have anything. No, didn't know his clothes.
People,
he doesn't even know he got there.
Drugs.
How do you do that kind of stuff? So
why is that appealing? By the way, is it appealing to be so high that you go across the country?
You don't know where you came from.
And wake up in a store with no underwear, with just your underwear on. Ugh, not
speaking
appealing.
Of drugs. Also, there's a focus on the cannabis and marijuana and things that are a way to get high. People seem to like to get high. Now, apparently, synthetic marijuana has been developed. It's called spice or K2 or fake weed. And these products have been tied to at least 56 cases of severe bleeding, including a couple of people in Chicago who died. The cases require hospitalization related to coughing up blood. Blood's in your urine, you got a bloody nose, bleeding gums, and other symptoms. 9 of the cases tested positive for broadfecacome, whatever that is. It's rat poison, I think. Somebody has created a synthetic using rat poison. It's Wellbutrin. Isn't that what you use for...
That's an antidepressant.
Yeah, that's what I thought. State officials are working to identify any common synthetic cannabinoid. Why do they just say marijuana? Why do they have to cannabinoid? It's like using the word shuttering when you close something down. You shut the door, that's it. End of story. A lot of questions about the illnesses. Officials are trying to figure out what caused the drug contamination. Toxicologists continuing to evaluate it. So if you're going to smoke weed, get real weed. Don't go into a drug paraphernalia shop or a gas station or something and buy something that somebody... It's like these e-cigarettes that are supposed to be good. No, they're bad. Horrible. No matter what it is, folks, even if you're going to smoke weed, all right, make sure...
Listen to Uncle
natural.
Dougie, kids.
Yes, listen to Uncle Dougie.
Smoke the real stuff.
It's the real thing. Don't be buying substitutes or synthetics or things like that. Buy all natural organic weed.
Good old-fashioned weed.
That's it. Buy that good stuff. All right. There's one other one. You're going to love this one, Victoria.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Man from Texas spending time behind bars. Police say he kept his wife chained inside a cage. Jerry Wayne arrested in San Antonio. Police there claim he padlocked a dog chain around her neck and kept her in a cage after she said she was going to leave him.
Wow.
A neighbor called the police after seeing her with a 30-foot chain on her neck. She was tied outside on the dog line.
And no one saw this?
15 years of marriage. Well, apparently somebody did, and that's why they...
After 15 years.
The police had to use bolt cutters.
She wasn't on the chain for 15 years, though.
No, but they'd been married for 15 years.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then she said she was going to leave him, I'm assuming, sometime recently.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That's when he decided.
Right.
So were there no other signs within those 15 years that, like, maybe he was off his rocker a little bit?
Right.
Because I would think you don't just, like, suddenly go, hey, you know it would be fun for us? Let me tie
well,
up
some
to
people
a
might
dog
do that, in fact, yeah. You might find that, but...
Very 50 Shades, but, yeah.
And this, I started to watch... I saw the last 50 Shades. You all told me that I shouldn't see the last 50 Shades because I wouldn't get it because you needed to see the first two in order to get the last one. And I watched... I did go to the last one. I kind of thought it was okay. I didn't think she was that hot, but it was okay. And then I saw a piece of one of the other ones on cable the other night, and I thought it was awful.
They're not great movies. No, I don't think anyone ever really said they were great.
I don't know that people are really watching them for the storyline.
Yeah.
They're just looking for...
What are they looking for?
Well, you know.
No, come on, Jennifer, tell me.
You know. I'll leave it there.
Light porn. Yeah.
They're looking for, you know. All right, 18 past the hour, you know, this is the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Healthcare reform is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three and change after the hour, DJV time. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The theme from A League of Their Own playing in the background. Television series is in the works. Amazon Studios says they want to develop a series based on Penny Marshall's movie, A League of Their Own. Remember, Gina Davis was in it. Tom Hanks was in it. A TV version being described less as a traditional reboot and more as a modern look at the story itself. Project is being envisioned as a half-hour comedy series. I could see that maybe working.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
It won't have Gina Davis in it or any of the other people that were in it. But the I like that movie, frankly. The more I think about it, this would be a good idea. A lot of humor in it. A lot of warmth. Who are some of the other people?
Tom Hanks would.
Hanks
was
great as the coach.
Well, yeah, really great.
Right. Madonna was in it.
Oh, that's right, Madonna.
Yeah. A whole bunch of really important actresses were in it. Who is the who's the heavyset lesbian?
I'm trying to remember.
I know. Looks like Roseanne, but isn't. Was the target of the brunt
Rosie
of the
O'Donnell?
Law. Rosie O'Donnell. Thank you. Yep.
Heavy set lesbian. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean...
Oh, she is or was. Yeah.
The theme of the movie is probably pretty relevant right now. You know,
yes.
They were the first women to really get to play baseball. And
yep.
I feel like that kind of conversation, you know, women in sports or just the Me Too movement, I feel like it's probably a good time for it to come out.
Yep. Yeah. Agree. 25 past the hour. Music news. Good news for those of you who love Adele. Returning to Instagram this week after a month-long break to confirm she officiated at a very special wedding. She shared a photo of herself standing in front of a wall of white and beige flowers in the nuptials of her close friend Alan Carr and his partner of 10 years, Paul Drayton. Over her long cream-colored dress, she wore an officiant robe. She wrote, quote, "Seeing as the cat's out of the bag, I'm married to my best friends. You know me, any excuse to dress up." Adele's post came a day after Alan Carr, the host of a talk show in England called Chatty Man, opened up about the ceremony, which was held in the garden of Adele's home. He said, quote, "We've known her for ages. When we told her we were getting married, she said, 'Can I please plan the whole day for you?' She organized everything. She's the kindest, sweetest, most generous person ever. He also added she did it all at her house. We go in there, and there's a grand piano, a man playing John Legend's Ordinary People. And then she sang our song for the first dance. It was absolutely amazing. I can never repay her. She's a one-off, as we all know. She's just the best. That's sweet.
She is. She's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff. Speaking of amazing, also in the music world today, people are talking about Brian Wilson, who's set to perform the Beach Boys Christmas album on a newly scheduled holiday tour. This is something I definitely want to take in. The Beach Boys Christmas album in its entirety on a holiday tour between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Spent the last couple of years touring during the Pet Sounds. Going to take Al Jardine and Blondie Chaplin for this trek in the holidays. Starting in Minneapolis the day after Thanksgiving, going until the day before Christmas in Reno, Nevada. Christmas-themed tour is the first of its kind for Wilson. Will also play cuts off of his 2005 seasonal LP, What I Really Want for Christmas. He also promises to deliver some of his Yuletide favorites like Blue Christmas, Santa Claus Coming to Town. It's a 12-date trek. So this is something definitely fans of the Beach Boys like me would love, 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 love. To see.
Would you love it, though?
It's so unique, the Beach Boys. So unique. Listen to this. The Blue Christmas. About you. I think it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's a great Beach Boy treatment, too. 28 past the hour. Decorations
of red. In today's news, Ford claimed they will have the freshest lineup in the automotive industry. They told the press most of their big profits come from trucks and utility vehicles. Ford announced their F-Series truck sales are a $41 billion business, which is bigger than Coke and Nike. Ford's entire SUV lineup will be refreshed, and some of those new vehicles are already seeing increases in sales, like the Ford Expedition, which sales are up 49% since the introduction of the new model. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
The hour, the big news, the big story, the big topic, the big discussion. That's what we have on the DJV show going for you and for us. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. Check us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. Every once in a while, we all post things there of interest and import. You can comment on those things. Sometimes they make it into our discussions here. Today is National School Librarian Day, April 4th, National School Librarian Day, set aside to honor all school librarians. The librarians spend long hours keeping the library organized. How many people remember the Dewey Decimal System? Remember that? Did you ever learn about the Dewey Decimal System? Tell me I'm talking to myself here.
No, I know. That's the library. Yeah. That's how they... No, I mean, that's how they... if you go to find a book, right? Yeah, that's how you...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Right, that's what it is.
Now, don't ask me any other questions, because I don't know. I won't remember anything else.
How did you, either or both of you, use the library as a resource when you were going to school?
or even now. Do people go, we just built a new library in town, and I thought, my God, why did we spend $8 million to build a new library? Who goes to the library?
That's
everybody
what I always
all
say.
In stuff online. What do we need a library for?
Apparently, though, libraries are still a thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've actually asked around, and because I only have one or two, I have two friends with little kids, and I don't even remember how it came up, but I said, like, do kids use libraries anymore? And
when's
apparently
the last time
they do.
You went to a library?
Oh, God. College?
Really?
Yeah.
Kara, when's the last time you went to a library?
I actually rented a book a few months ago.
You did?
So, yeah. So, I've been this year.
Because Kara's 79 years old.
I am. Well, I don't have a Kindle or anything, so if I want
to read a book.
I have to read paperbacks. Yeah. But I don't know. Kids still go. I think it's good that they exist.
You buy them in the bookstore?
Bookstores don't exist. I mean, libraries exist more than bookstores do.
Yeah.
You buy books
at the, you go to the Hudson, you go to the airport, and there are bookstores there. You can't swing a dead cat walking through the airport and not find bookstores.
We talk about how bad screens are for little kids, and so if you want your kid to learn how to read and you don't want to damage their eyes, then you should probably still use books.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got books all over the place. My house here on the farm is loaded with books for Miles when he visits. And the house in California had a lot of books and toys in their house. They just moved into a new house. They got all kinds of books. He's got his own bookshelf in his bedroom with all the books.
I think little kids use books, or at least parents buy books for toddlers, and that still happens, yeah. But in terms of libraries, though, I don't know. I guess maybe just school libraries. Although there are public libraries, I always just think of, like, sexual deviants going into public libraries
for
the internet. Well, think about it. I think that's
digital
what happens.
Resources are.
Lord.
They have a lot of technology in most of the new.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can get free internet.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Victoria's opinions on things really make me laugh sometimes.
She's astounding, isn't she?
I also worked at a library in college, and I guess maybe that there are some people like that in it, but most libraries.
Did you work in a public library?
No, I worked on the one on my campus, but
yes,
public
campus
libraries around here are, at least the one in my neighborhood, is really nice. Like, it's super up to date. It's a couple stories. It's like super
the one
shiny
in Birmingham
and fancy.
Is too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure that there are still ones where there are some homeless dudes or, you know,
So there's more than just sexual deviance in public libraries.
Yes, amazing as that may seem. I'm in them occasionally, and I like to think of myself as, you know, pretty normal.
I have one more question for you, because I'm fascinated by the fact that you rented a book from the library.
I got Angels and Demons, because I've heard I'm supposed to read that before I go.
I could have sent you my copy. Okay. It's sitting on my bookshelf.
How is that more convenient to me than going to a library?
I could get rid of it. I could get
What's
rid of
Angels
it.
What's Angels and Demons about?
Dan Brown.
Yeah, got it.
But so when you go into a library now, what do you do? Like, do you go up to the helpful person and, or like the old lady with the glasses and say, I need to find Angels and Demons? What was the process?
There is the computer, and this is how it has worked for like years and years. There's a computer, and if you are interested in a book, I'm sure you can ask someone, but you can go and you search whatever thing you want, whatever author you want, and then it tells you what section of the library it's in, and then
So here's the question. This goes back to Doug's question about the Dewey Decimal System. Does it say, like, aisle 9 is where Angels and Demons are, shelf number 4, or does it say...
No, they
like,
don't,
the Dewey
they don't
Decimal?
Have, like, aisle and shelf numbers. You just go, and it says what section, so, like, science fiction or, like, adult whatever, and then you go, and it's alphabetical. And so you just look for Brown. Oh,
it's a bookstore.
And B's after A's. It's amazing.
So, yeah, you're right, Doug. It sounds just like a bookstore.
Like a bookstore. Coming up in a moment, a discussion of the West Nile virus, which seems to have resurfaced again. In the meantime, a focus on Martin Luther King's death. This week, PBS has had a lot of, and so there have been regular, I think, a couple of cable channels, and I think I saw a network show on one of the networks about Martin Luther King 50 years after his death. His daughter, Bernice, says his teachings are more vital than ever before. She was 5 when her father was gunned down, and so she doesn't know, you know, him. She doesn't know him that well, but she obviously has followed in his footsteps. There's a lot of stories floating around this week about the hotel where King was shot and the problems of black Americans still in our society today. Some of them, I believe, my own insight is that there is some of this stuff that still is very important and still very the problems that black people are having in our society are well documented and real. And then there are some that are fake, made up. You got guys like Al Sharpton running around creating situations that are, I think he's a pest, frankly.
Well, in other good encouraging news, one thing that's trending on Twitter right now is hashtag Maya Angelou. Today would have been her 90th birthday.
Yeah.
And there so a lot of people are talking about her, too.
I remember interviewing her. My God, not only did she have a huge presence, she's a big woman. The voice, I remember when I was in a room with Ronald Reagan once, and this happens with a lot of people. The expression is they fill the room when they come into the room. Maya Angelou filled the room when she came into this event that I was at. It was just amazing. So,
wow.
Yeah, something to be remembered for sure. The is a story that it will... I'm thinking about it because I'm getting on a plane in a couple of hours, and every time I get on a plane, I seem to find these things. The story of a woman who was flying from Hong Kong to Los Angeles, and she was sitting in the back of the plane, but she saw that there was an empty first-class seat, so she decided she'd help herself to the seat. And when she went to the seat, a flight attendant said, "No, you can't sit here because you didn't pay for the seat." So she went back to her seat, and then this is a 12-hour flight, so she, an hour or so later, the same thing. So she went back. She did it three times, trying to upgrade herself, until one of the fed-up flyers said to her, never mind the flight attendant, she screamed at her, yelled at her, what are you doing up here? You didn't pay for this seat. So there's some video of it posted on Facebook. By this fellow who shamed her into moving back to her seat, Bruce Lamb. He and his pals were seated in the premium class, which is, business class, I guess, in a manner of speaking. This woman came back from economy. She sprawled out behind them. This was as the plane was taking off. Flight attendant tried to boot her from the seats, telling her that they cost a lot more money. And next time she wants to fly in first class, book. How about trying to pay for the ticket?
Well, it's true.
Yeah, of course it's true. Absolutely. I pay for, if I can't sit in the front of the plane, I pay main cabin extra on American. And you get, because of my status, I get to sit in those seats. I don't want somebody sitting next to me that didn't pay for it. The hell with that. That's not fair. So anyway. All right, there's enough airline material. I do want to get into this West Nile virus, especially as to how it affects equine. Is equine influenza, if you're in the horse world or are concerned about mosquitoes and things that travel, maybe you should hang around here for a moment. We'll get to that just after this.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour now. Joining us now, Dr. Amanda House, who is at the University of Florida College of Veterinary Medicine in Gainesville, and Dr. Craig Barnett, who is Director of Equine Veterinary Professional Services in Kansas at the Merck Animal Health Clinic there. This is a focus on West Nile virus. Spring is an important time of year. Disease transmission occurs. I know a lot of people doctors that have been in Florida with their horses for the winter. And this, in fact, is the week that they transport the horses. Hundreds, if not thousands of them, come out of Florida, central Florida, southern Florida, to go back to the northern climes. And so this looks like something that people should be aware of. When did this start and how did it start? I suppose we can start with you, Dr. House, please.
Thank you for having us and good morning. So some equine infectious diseases are significant enough to justify vaccination, especially in the spring, for every single horse. And the American Association of Equine Practitioners refers to these vaccines as the core equine vaccines for horses. And so the core equine vaccines are for West Nile virus, as you said, for rabies, tetanus, and for eastern and western equine encephalomyelitis. The clinical signs and symptoms of these diseases vary a little bit depending upon the disease, but for the most part, they cause neurological symptoms in the horse, which can be extremely devastating.
Dr. Barnett, we used to hear a lot about West Nile, but I don't think we've talked much about it the last couple of years, but apparently it still is a threat. Is it just a threat for equine or for humans as well, both?
Well, I think it's always a threat for both, but we see a lot of West Nile virus in horses across the country, and primarily because of lack in vigilance and vaccinations against West Nile virus, because the vaccines are highly effective, so we really encourage horse owners to vaccinate against West Nile virus. The Equine Disease Communication Center reports on these type of diseases frequently, and when they report on positive cases of West Nile virus in horses, it's generally almost always in horses that have not been vaccinated against West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm. What normally, just to inform people that are not friendly or familiar with horses, do they get the same sort of shots? I'm a dairy guy. I've had a dairy farm. I've been around cows all my life, so I know what shots they get, and I've had friends who have had horses. Is this something, as we talk about, there's a lot of concern about how much vaccination being done to humans. Is there the same concern with animals?
That's a great question. And Dr. House mentioned the core vaccines that we recommend for all horses. Then we have what we call risk-based vaccines. And these are vaccines that are only administered to horses where there is significant risk of exposure to that particular disease. Mm-hmm. Equine influenza virus and equine herpes virus are the two most common risk-based vaccines that we administer to horses. And we recommend that horse owners consult with their veterinarian regarding the use of risk-based vaccines.
Dr. House, these diseases, are they likely, because of West Nile having been sort of a southern thing, the horses that are being transported, as I described, out of Florida, for example, and coming north, is it more likely they would be likely to get this, or is it horses west and east, horses everywhere?
Horses everywhere can actually get the diseases that we talked about that are important for the core vaccinations, like West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalomyelitis. But a couple of those diseases, because they are transmitted by mosquitoes, are definitely more prevalent in regions of the country that have particularly long or intense mosquito seasons. And so the southeastern U.S., we definitely need to be very vigilant about our vaccines for Eastern equine encephalomyelitis and West Nile virus. But the whole country sees mosquitoes, so all the horses are at risk.
Yeah, different times of year. But this is the sort of thing, a horse, if it gets sick, could take a couple of weeks, be expensive, or could die. Expensive to take care of, more the horses could die if it's bad enough, right?
Can. And so it's going to be important, in addition to vaccination, to consider doing good biosecurity management practices for your horses when they're both at home on the farm as well as away traveling. And some additional information about biosecurity can be found at equinediseasecc.org, but would include things like good hand washing techniques and taking your horse's temperature.
Stuff. All right, Dr. House, Dr. Barnett, thank you for being here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Movie Moments here. Chuck Curry is not with us, but Victoria and Kara and I, trust me folks, are certainly capable of bringing you up to date on some of the important things from the world of movies and entertainment. This is the theme from Stranger Things, the creators of Stranger Things, Matt and Rose Duffer, being sued for stealing the idea for their hit series on Netflix. Charlie Kessler is suing the Duffers, what a name that is, for a breach of implied contract, claiming he pitched the brothers this concept for a sci-fi story set near an abandoned military base during a party at the 2014 Tribeca Film Festival. Kessler says Stranger Things is based on his short film Montauk, feature film script entitled The Montauk Project. Kessler's attorney argues that the party pitch created an implied, in fact, contract, which is sort of well established. Tell my son that. He created the same sort of thing, and that idea got stolen by a showrunner and became a TV show that Jimmy Smith starred in for a season. My son never got anything.
Right. This happens all the time.
All the time.
Because
yeah,
you can't trademark an idea. And yeah. So, like, you can't, this to me is just a completely frivolous, baseless lawsuit. And mm-hmm. and another thing that always amazes me, why after three seasons is this now a thing? You know, this is they're working on the
it's
third
successful?
Season. right? But, like,
yeah, there's some money to be made. Hello, duh.
I know, but it always, but that to me weakens their case even more. If you've waited to see how the show turns out and then it becomes a success and then all of a sudden you've got a lawsuit.
Right. Dung to the lung to the lung. My son was told if he made a big stink about it, he'd be blackballed. So, but this because he didn't have any chops at the time. He's getting them now. A couple of things in the works that he's been working on. But you get started and you make a big fuss like that, they just discount you. I talked to some of the women who were blackballed by the Weisenheimers. So anyway, in a moment. The situation with Colin Farrell, people are talking about him on social media. What's the story right after this?
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some of my favorite new product finds to help you spring into the new season. The Recon Sentinel cybersecurity device protects beyond traditional antivirus, malware, and firewall solutions. When plugged into your router, every device on your network will be protected as it actively updates and takes countermeasures to prevent hacking. It's available exclusively at Office Depot, Office Max, and OfficeDepot.com. Canon's EOS Rebel T7 DSLR provides better pictures than any smartphone can because it features a powerful CMOS sensor and over 24 megapixels. Photo sharing is also made easy with built-in Wi-Fi and NFC. It's the perfect camera for mobile device users to step up their photography. Bissell's ProHeat 2X Revolution Pet Pro Carpet Cleaner is the ultimate deep cleaning system for removing pet messes and food spills. Bissell's Professional Pet Urine Eliminator plus Oxy Formula combined with the power and maneuverability of the Revolution Pet Pro will remove the toughest stains and odors. American Standard Spectra Plus E-Touch Showerhead features the world's first interactive touch-controlled showerhead and separate remote control so you can choose from four spray patterns with a single touch. It's simple to install and will enhance shower accessibility for people of any height or age. Mohawk Lawnmowers just debuted a zero-turn, three-wheeled, self-propelled push lawnmower that'll make maneuvering tight turns and yard obstacles a thing of the past. Combined with Briggs & Stratton's Just Check & Add and InStart electric start technologies will turn lawn mowing into a non-chore. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
All right, so the story of Colin, as in Paulin Farrell, checked into a rehab center in Arizona. His rep said he put himself there voluntarily, not using again, but needed to do a reset, get things back into alignment before he does fall off the wagon. He's 41 years old. Back in 2005, he had serious substance abuses when he wrapped up the film Miami Vice. And so he got himself on a plane, went to rehab. He said, quote, I had quite a high tolerance for various drugs. I thought I did anyway. It accumulated to the point where I couldn't put my foot on the brake anymore. He celebrated being clean for 10 years during an appearance on Ellen last year. He's the father of two, 14-year-old son James with his ex-girlfriend Kim and his 8-year-old son with his ex-girlfriend Alicia. So it sounds like he gets around. Isn't he from Scotland originally? Scotland?
Ireland.
Ireland.
No, he's one of ours.
One of your... Well, not all bad.
No, he's a good actor.
Did you know in the 1978 film Deer Hunter, during the helicopter stunt, the runners caught on the ropes as the helicopter rose, threatened to seriously injure John Savage and Robert De Niro, who were yelling and screaming furiously to the crew to warn them. There's footage of this. It's actually in the film, but it was a real... I mean, it wasn't acted. It was they were worried that they were going to fall off the helicopter, and they kept the footage in the film. Wow. So that was pretty interesting. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.